USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Virginia governor's race entered the final hours Monday with Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin in a campaign that's emerging as a referendum on Joe Biden's presidency. Terry McAuliffe trotted out Randy Weingarten, the American Federation of Teachers union boss, responsible for shutting down schools on the eve of the election.
In terms of the economy, we know how things turned around in terms of people being seen.
She says parents must be our partners. At a press conference Monday afternoon, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, called on the House to stop playing political games and to move ahead with a floor vote on the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Since August, progressives in the House have held the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage in an attempt to compel votes for the reconciliation bill. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, giving the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98. And they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
American Airlines struggled to fix its operation, but still canceled more than 350 flights on Monday as disruptions caused by staffing shortages at the big carrier continued for a fourth straight day. Monday's performance was an improvement over Sunday, when American scrubbed more than 1,000 flights, more than one-third of its schedule, according to tracking service FlightAware. We on Gravitas, a popular primetime show in India, exposed in a recent episode how Pfizer bullies and blackmails countries for shots and took a hard line in the push for profit.
Pfizer is silencing governments. How? Through contracts. These airtight contracts are at the center of everything. They can silence governments in ways you can't even imagine.
The contracts show how Pfizer can stop countries from speaking about its contract, block vaccine donations, unilaterally change delivery schedules, and demand public assets as collateral. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A fire-related death in New York City is blamed on slow response time.
As the federal government is demanding to be a part of your medical life with vaccine mandates, Americans are losing their jobs. And with the absence of first responders, this policy is making Americans less safe. Frontline workers will be rallying in Washington, D.C. today. D.C. firefighter Will Jones tells Fox News someone lost their life over the weekend in New York City because leaders there closed down over two dozen firehouses due to the vaccine mandate.
Obviously, we don't want that to happen, but just yesterday, there were 26 firehouses that were closed down because of staffing shortages in New York. And unfortunately, someone lost their life in a fire because the first due company, the one that would be the first engine company supposed to respond, was shut down because of those shortages. We don't know what will happen, but we know that's a distinct possibility, and that's what we definitely want to avoid here.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Roughly 11 minutes for a water tender to arrive at a fire. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson announced on October 28th that he has issued an executive order to protect the individual rights of his state citizens against overreaching COVID-19 vaccine mandates from the Biden administration. As the governor of the state of Missouri, I stand with concerned Missourians and will do all I can to stop federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates, Parson said in a statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.